Everyone has a hungry heart. It is a song by Bruce Springsteen. It is his way of saying that all of us want something in our lives, something we need, something we desire. Perhaps we want someone to love, someone with whom we can share our lives. We want to be respected in the eyes of others. Our spouse who loves us dearly. Our friends who treat us with more maturity. Or we could make more money and so on. That says our hearts are hungry. It is a part of the human condition. Now, at the first glance, this hunger in our hearts can seem like a kind of selfishness, simply satisfying our own desires. But today's Gospel represents such hunger in a different perspective. It tells us that God has placed the hunger in our hearts for a purpose. The Samaritan woman in today's Gospel helps us to see God's purpose. She comes to the well because she wants water, which she can drink, she can cook, she can clean. But when she comes to the well for that water, she meets Jesus. There, she listens to him as he talks about living water that will lead to salvation. When she hears the water drawing up to eternal life, her thirst for that water leads her ultimately to accept the water Jesus offers. As he said, "Sir, give me the water so that I may not be thirsty." So what we see here is the natural water leads her to the eternal water. A physical thirst leads her to drink beyond her imagination because God puts a hunger in her heart. How about our hearts? Does God put a hunger and thirst in our lives? I think, yes, indeed. Come here this Sunday, especially in this town. It's a strong evidence that tells us we are longing to satisfy our hunger and thirst. We experience that every good and natural thing that we reach out for is a limited good. Money will keep us happy for so long, then we will long for something else. Even the most intimate human relationship has its downsides. As we face the limits of relationships, as we confront the limited things we desire, they push us to seek the unlimited things. Thus, it's only one God can satisfy us. Nothing will ultimately satisfy us rather than God alone. Other things in our lives might amuse us for a time, but only knowledge of God's love and a life lived according to his word will eventually make us happy. As Saint Augustine had this experience, he said, "O God, you have created us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in you." A great spiritual writer describes this hunger in our lives as a holy longing. Holy because if we follow it, it will finally lead us to God. Luckily, we have received the living water when we were baptized. We were receiving the living water of mercy and love runs through our lives when we do reconciliation. Especially in Mass, we receive the true living water by receiving Jesus' body and blood. But still, we are still hungry and thirsty. Why? Why we are still hungry even we receive living water from Jesus? We might still keep unforgiveness, hatred, selfishness in our hearts. no more space for God's dwelling. That is the reason even we come to Mass and receive living water from the altar, but we are still thirsty, we are still hungry. I think this Lent, we need to think about that more. Because every Lent goes, and then we need to think how much I get closer and closer to God, and how much I want to receive living water from God. Only God, as I said, can satisfy us. We experience right now in this time, the crisis time, everywhere in the world because of coronavirus. I have been thinking about that. We are very strong. We are very powerful. We can go to the moon. But very small virus, even we cannot see him or her, I go to know. But they can destroy us. Everywhere scares me now. So when we see those things, we know how weak we are. We are not strong as we think. The only one who is the strongest is God. This time, ask us to come by, to get closer and closer to God, so that we have more encouragement, we have more confidence, so that we can overcome this time. So this time also ask us, especially in Lent, and this time, I mean this time, coronavirus, we need to sacrifice ourselves to do something more, to pray for ourselves, to pray for other people. When I say about we pray, it's not really like we say the word and let it go. No, we say the prayers with our love, with our heart. It means we sacrifice ourselves, we need to do something, so that we ask God to bless us. Protect us, protect our people. Lent is still here. We need to drink more holy water, living water in this time. Even now we are not, you know, going to touch the holy water. I don't know your feeling, but I have that feeling as well. I see the holy water over there, but we are supposed not to touch it. And then I think even small things, we really desire, you know, to get the holiness. If you think about that, even you think about holy water from the altar, that is Jesus' body. We not only touch him every Mass, but also we receive him. It's more than we touch the holy water. We receive Jesus' body, but we think about how much I am ready for that. How much is weighing in my heart for Jesus' traveling. So please think about that and ask God for forgiveness. If you have a chance to be reconciled with God, just do it. And sacrifice ourselves more and more to pray for people, especially people who are affected by coronavirus.